It being the 1st of March is an incredibly important date, Sarah Marie.
I know, it kicks off Endometriosis Awareness Month. You can get all the details you need for that at endometriosisaustralia.org. I'm an ambassador with them and have been quite vocal about how much I've gone through with endometriosis over the years. I've nearly lost my bowel twice because of it. I've had 7 surgeries, but that is nothing in comparison to this lady that we get to speak to now. Also an ambassador with Endometriosis Australia, presenter with Nine News, Julie Snook. Thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
You have had quite the journey since being diagnosed at 19.
I have. It's something, 12, it is a lot, but it's sort of something you don't really want to be proud of because it's 12 too many and it's 7 too many for you.
So
but for those listening at home, it's not the norm. It's not how it should be. So that's the whole point of Endo Awareness Month. And good on you for wearing your T-shirt this morning. Looking awesome in it. That's my favourite T-shirt.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a bunch of cotton-on T-shirts that we've got with the beautiful Endo logo. You can buy them as well and look so snazzy in them.
You're a good ambassador.
If you want to go and see it as well. 12 surgeries to me is absolutely baffling. Like, I was terrified when I broke my back earlier the year that I was going to have one surgery, but 12 is just an incredible number. What effect does that have on your body? What toll does that take on your body?
It does take a toll. My first was at 19, so I'm 31 now, so I'm not old, but the body doesn't bounce back the way it used to, that's for sure. So there is a lot of scarring internally, which makes it tricky for doctors. There is a lot of external scarring, and there's a lot of psychological scarring too, I would say. It is tough. It's really tough on your body, but it's also tough on you emotionally. It's tough on your family and your friends and your loved ones. You know, I've always said that I've got an incredibly supportive partner who gets me through, but, you know, not everyone's that lucky. So it takes a huge toll. But the one thing about these women living with endometriosis is they're really resilient, and it's I saw Endo Australia posted this morning on Instagram, you know, this is a silent pain. And so many people say, oh, you don't look sick. Well, no, we don't. But there is actually a whole lot going on internally. So it's one of those really tricky ones that it's so great to see that people are starting to talk about it and raise awareness about it. And it's becoming part of our vernacular. I've been stopped by so many people since I've started speaking about it recently. And what I've really loved is I've had a lot of men talk to me, which I think is really cool. And they're going out of their way to say, hey, listen, I had no idea, I'm learning about it. That's all we're asking, is that people sort of take their time to learn and to read and to listen.
We just need a whole lot of empathy. I mean, 1 in 10 women suffer from endometriosis. And something that I always found fortunate in terms of my career was that I worked in radio. So if I was having a really bad flare-up, I could just turn the mic off, and sometimes I would be vomiting. Sometimes I'd be curled up on the floor. Josh has seen me here.
I was honestly like shocked and had no idea what to do. I was like, please, give me some instructions.
I was just walking down the hallway and I was like, I can't walk anymore. But you're in television. What do you do when you have a flare-up when you're on TV?
Look, it is tricky to navigate. And I think for the majority of my career, I have been relatively quiet about it and only let those quite close to me know. Thank God for peplum. Peplum is that lovely fashion that it can hide the stomach and
it
comes out
a
little bit.
It's a style of dress or skirt,
It's a style of dress or top or skirt or something, and it's quite flattering for all body shapes, but particularly when you're trying to hide your stomach. That has come in handy, but it is, you know, just a case of I've sort of started being quite open with people because, this is it.
Yeah. There's nothing else you can do.
And as you get older, it is very, very different to what it was 10 years ago for me. So there's a lot of peplum. There's a lot of baggy outfits in my wardrobe if I'm heading out for a night out with the girls. Not really fitted dresses anymore. Those days are over. It's like, I'm in for a moo-moo. Whatever's comfy and going to get you through.
Floaty.
And hide.
You sound like two old mates, like having a real good chat. You're both really agreeing on all of this stuff.
Because we just know, like, that's your life. I've lived in jeggings when I was going through. Like, I was having surgeries every 6 months at one point. I couldn't do zips and buttons. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, when I see a pregnant woman, she's got those really awesome maternity pants with the stretchy part. I'm like, where do I get those?
I wore them. I actually emceed an Endo High Tea with maternity pants on once because I was fresh from a surgery. I was like, guys, I can't.
Yeah, and that's it. And, you know, that is the cruel twist, is that you walk out some days and you do look like you're pregnant, and some people may mistake that. And unfortunately, that's not the case. And
yeah,
it's quite cruel how the body plays these tricks on you physically and emotionally as well. You know, Mel Gregg, she's one of our ambassadors. Oh, her story I just find to be absolutely remarkable, what
wonderful.
She's been through. Yeah, so we've, you know, it's a fantastic month, and we appreciate everyone getting out there and showing their support. And, you know, head to the website if you want some details on exactly what this is. That's where all the stats are. And just, yeah, a huge thank you to everyone that's been so supportive so far. And we've got a long way to go, but it's a fun month ahead.
It is an awesome month ahead, and lots of people sharing their journeys, much like yourself, which I'm incredibly thankful for. You did so on Channel 9. There's a great article in Who magazine as well. And you are helping open up that dialogue for so many people who cannot. Julie Snook, you are a wonderful presenter, but an incredibly valued ambassador to Endometriosis Australia. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. We appreciate it.